Welcome to episode
48?
48. Yeah, 48. Bite Size Lemons. Yeah. I was about to say 54.
59.
Honestly, that was flawless.
That was great.
John?
It's beautiful.
It's good to be back, as they say.
You know, I was out fighting dragons last weekend, so stuff happens.
You know, that's nothing truer has ever been said.
Except for, don't fight dragons, John.
True. Welcome to Bite Size Lemons, a nerdy podcast where we talk about birthdays. We talk about
birthday episodes.
We talk about Mario.
We sometimes talk about Mario.
What? I thought this was a Mario exclusive.
I just found out that I have a scar on my face.
No, you
didn't.
It's
actually scarred over.
Oh, it's scarred over for sure.
Yeah.
Did you think it was still bleeding?
John, have you
told us the story already?
No. All right.
Has it really been that long since we recorded?
Yeah, dude.
John.
It happened 2 weeks ago.
Well, this is usually a nerdy podcast, but we're about to hear about the gravest injury that we have ever had.
That has plagued our podcast.
Yes.
So,
we didn't think you were going to pull through.
Yeah, I was going to die. No, dude. So I'm sitting there, and I'm helping my choir set up, and I'm carrying this podium. And podium's pretty heavy, right?
Like 40,000 pounds.
Yeah, about 600 million pounds. And I'm just carrying it like it's nothing because I'm swole AF. But, you know me. I got to do what I got to do.
Yeah.
And so...
It's like the mass of two neuron stars.
Exactly. Yeah.
But you're swole AF, as aforementioned.
As aforementioned, the swoleness of me...
Cannot be contained
I'm
by a single
not
podium.
That swole.
You're strong.
Anyway, So, I'm sitting there freaking carrying this podium, and I see one of my friends walking on a stone bench, just kind of like having a good time talking on their phone. And I'm like, you know what would be really funny is if I jumped up on the stone bench and like scared them, like gave them a little spooky spook.
Give them a little spooky spook.
Well, apparently, the podium added just enough weight for me to misjudge my jumping, and I jumped like as if I wasn't carrying anything, and my foot caught the bottom of the bench.
Ow.
I fell, my shin hit the other side of the bench. And I fell face first into brick cobblestone and just kind of like shattered my face. And
I mean, I punched a bear.
Yeah. And so anyway, I fell on my face and I was bleeding. And we had a varying amount of response. But my choir director came out. And saw me bleeding, like, from my face, and he was like, hey, still need you in rehearsal. And I was like, okay, thanks!
If that is not a choir director, I don't know what is.
Pure gold. Honestly, I'm not even mad. I thought that was hilarious.
Oh, that's hilarious.
I was like, way to freaking go.
So, you told me it was a bench, and you just told everyone it was a bench.
Yeah.
You showed me... The bench.
Yeah.
It's like a 2-ton piece of stone.
Yes.
It's a giant rock.
It is a giant rock.
Giant slab of cement.
Yes.
I was expecting like a baby bench, but it's like a monster of a like industrial bench.
Yeah, essentially.
Yeah.
You
should see the bench.
Artistic. Yeah.
Anyway.
It's a good bench.
It's a benchmark.
Yeah. Benchmark.
What?
Yeah. I don't know why my eyes are freaking out.
I don't either. I'm trying to think of nicknames for you. The Bench Wench.
Ah, yes. The Bench Wench. Or, I could not bench that podium.
Oh, very nice.
Aye.
Did it give you a shout out on its podcast? Did it give you a benchin? A mention?
I'm benchin.
I tried so hard.
A benten.
John, let's benten. Let's move on. It's been 2 weeks since we did any news wedge, so we're going to knock it all out. This is the week of Logan and the Switch.
We're going to do that later.
Yeah, we're going to go play the Switch right after we finish recording this. So, you got the Switch.
I
got Breath of the Wild for us.
Yeah.
And it's going to be lit.
It's going to be what they call lit.
Yes, it's going to be litten.
All right, hold on.
What?
So can we just, like, pause for a second?
Sure. Like, actually pause?
Yes.
All right. And we're back.
That was nice.
Amazing.
That was a nice little pause.
Nice little pause. You want to get into some of that sweet, sweet news, Wedge?
I had to go to the bathroom.
Okay, then. And
just wanted everyone to know why we paused.
The allure was broken.
Yep.
Well,
the lure expired.
Well.
On the Pokestop.
My goodness. John Diaz, John, do you want to get into some of this sweet news, Wedge, with me?
Yeah, dude. After I go to the bathroom.
Again?
Oh,
no.
I don't need to do that.
You just did.
I just did.
My goodness. Yep. This is really something.
This is great.
So.
Anyway.
May I continue?
You may.
Oh, wait a minute, John.
You didn't even read from the book. And
you're correct.
Didn't do our roast and toast them.
I'm old news. I'm out of practice.
Yeah.
John?
Your victory's more certain than death or taxes.
It's true.
Plagiarism.
John, let me just tell you something.
Hey.
It is time to roast toast.
Who are we roasting and toasting them?
Venonat.
Venonat? Yeah. Am I roasting?
You are toasting, sir.
Oh, man.
I am roasting because I had to toast, got to toast Parasect.
Fair. Okay.
Let me roast them. Yeah, you go first.
All right, so let me tell you something a little bit about Venonat.
Tell me.
Look, gnats are annoying, right? Gnats are like pesky little things fly around your face. You're like, dude, I hate this. This is freaking nasty. Well, imagine if you had a gnat that was about the size of your soccer balls flying around your face. How you like them apples, huh? You gonna get some fly swatter action up in here? No, you can't fly swat a freaking Venonat. Those things are huge, my guy. Those guys will straight up fly up to your face, slap a yo mama, and then jump on back down just in time to eat your freaking berries, right? Like, these guys know what's up. They're over here, like, being huge, and...
You're roasting.
What?
You're roasting.
No, I'm not. These guys are awesome. Wait, I'm toasting. Am I not?
Roast them, toast them. I toasted. You're right.
Yeah.
Dang it. I have good things to say about Venonat. Sorry, continue.
I do too.
I couldn't tell until you were like, yeah.
Yeah. Good old Venonat swag.
It's when we have Pokemon like these that we're like, wait, you're toasting?
Wait a minute.
Oh, wow. I'm sorry.
Anyway, I'm definitely off my roll now, so you've been toasted.
That's my bad. So wait, we're supposed to roast them, toast them in that order. That's why I was so confused.
Oh. So we're
you've been toasted. You're about to get roasted, my little man.
My little guy.
Now take a seat, Venonat, because you are so ugly. People
so
hate gnats, like you were saying. And you're just a giant gnat, like you were saying. Which are both negative things, I thought. Anyway, listen, Venonat, you don't even know what you evolve into.
Nope.
You evolve into Venomoth? Yeah, right. Metapod's supposed to evolve into Venomoth. <You're> All the translation things got errored. You got put in the wrong sprite. Obviously, you're supposed to evolve into Butterfree. Just look at you. You're purple.
You're
got
nasty.
The big eyes. Compound eyes. You think that's a good ability? No.
Wait a minute. Hold on. Is that a thing?
What?
Venonat was supposed to evolve into Butterfree?
Yeah.
And then Metapod was supposed to evolve into Venomoth?
Yeah. Take a look at him, man.
Yeah, that makes sense.
It's pretty cool.
Huh. Wow.
Yeah.
How about these apples?
But they don't, idiots.
Bang. Get freaking wrecked. That's awesome. Now that I think about it.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. You know the ability Compound Eyes? Mm-hmm. It's actually pretty good. Oh, yeah. Wait. No, Tinted Eyes. I'm sorry. Tinted Eyes. What's it do? Tinted Eyes brings stuff up from not effective to medium effective and medium effective to fully effective.
Nice.
So, like, if it's half damage, it does regular damage.
Yeah.
Or if it's quarter, it does half. That's pretty good.
Yeah. It's no...
I mean, it's not...
It's not like Zekrom's ability.
Which is what?
Disguise.
Reshiram.
John, you know what time it is.
I'm drinking orange juice, by the way.
I'm drinking amazing mango.
Amazing.
Bolt House Farms Bolt. Smoothie.
Smoothie.
It is amazing, Bolt. I gotta say. And mango. John, we're about to have a reading from the Essential Pokemon Book of Joy, WWPD.
What would Palkia do?
Oh, that's so close. And what you guess every week.
Oh, yeah.
But it is, in fact, not. It is what would Pikachu do? I'm sorry about that, John.
Dang it.
All right, so you have to guess who said this belief and courage quote from Pokemon.
All right.
What adventures...
Bayleaf.
That is correct.
<It's> Bayleaf and courage.
How about a different one?
No,
since you got that one so
quickly.
Let's
do the same one.
What adventures will our friends find along the way? Those answers aren't yet written in stone.
That's straight up the narrator. In
yes,
that...
it is.
What is his name? Is his name like Palette?
His name is... Narrate.
Really? Oh, good. What adventures will I have friends? Look at this weird picture that looks like it was made out of stone.
Those answers aren't yet written.
Bang. News wedge time.
News wedge time. News wedge time. News wedge time. News wedge time. News wedge time. News wedge time. News wedge time.
It's time for news wedges.
That is the official... That's pre-recorded.
That we made that episode one.
And we're just now...
just now implementing it.
So, John, let me tell you something amazing.
I'm ready.
We shouted out to one of our favorite companies ever.
Pokemon.
And they shouted out back to us.
Pokemon.
No, better than Pokemon.
What?
Chili's Bar and Grill.
Yes!
I said... They said, what... How do you eat?
The habba.
I'm sorry. Habba. How do you eat? I'm just excited to taste Breath of the Wild.
I am too.
They asked, how do you eat a molten cake? With a spoon or with a fork? Obviously with a spoon, because they don't give you forks.
Yeah, because they don't give you freaking forks.
Gotcha, Chili's.
Bang.
Second of all, I commented, Chili's, if you respond to this, I will get 3 molten cakes for my birthday. John, bite-sized lemons. I tagged you both.
And
they said, Alistair, will this be chocolate or salted caramel molten? Said one of each, and the last goes to a coin toss.
Except, I don't really like their salted caramel. We'll just get 3 chocolates.
I'll eat it.
Okay.
Because we get 1 each, and we have to split one.
Yeah, I know. We can do that easily.
Really?
Yeah, dude.
All right. We'll live stream it.
All right. Let's do it.
Did you see that video that Josh Gad made? About
the heck is Josh Gad?
He's playing the little guy who's in love with Gaston in Beauty and the Beast.
Oh, okay.
Whatever All that right. character's name
yeah.
is.
Yeah. Emma Watson?
Yes.
The CGI woman?
Shut up. So, the first one was Josh Gad was just talking to Daisy Ridley and was like, hey, so what does Last Jedi mean? Is it you or is it 2 Jedis? Remember that one?
Yeah, yeah.
So he got a bunch of people in on this. Like, there's mm-hmm. Penelope Cruz, there's Amy Adams, there's Chris Pratt, and there's J.J. Abrams, the director of the last movie. Anyway, so they're all going around, like, asking these...
questions about The Last Jedi.
Yeah, about The Last Jedi. And then, what's his name? Chris Pratt's like, it comes to him, he's like, I was in Guardians of the Galaxy, and it moves to the next person, and it comes back to him. He's like, I was in Jurassic World, and it goes to someone else. He panics. It's very funny. Anyway, you can find that on YouTube.
All right, hold on. Before we move on from that,
tell me.
There is some. If you wanna nail the attractive facial expressions,
what?
Go off of Daisy Ridley's facial expressions at the beginning of that video. There are some very attractive facial expressions she makes.
What in the world are you saying?
I just wanted to throw that out there.
Wait,
in the
have
world.
You seen Daisy, this one?
Yeah, you just got some really nice facial expressions.
Good facial expressions.
Yeah.
Word. Speaking of facial expressions, not really. Modding a the title of this news wedge is modding a Porsche 911 to play Doom is absurdly dangerous.
What?
So someone modded their Porsche to play Doom on the little screen, like the heads up monitor, like GPS thing.
Yeah.
And this guy is like going around this empty parking lot playing Doom. It's crazy.
That's so good.
Anyway, that's how you die.
Yeah, that's how you die in style, though.
Die in style. We talked about Megablocks is doing Pokemon, right?
Yes.
So I sent you that link. Some of them look pretty good.
Yeah, they're not terrible.
The Gyarados one looks awesome.
The War Turtle one is purple.
What? The Zubat looks like he's dying.
He probably
yeah, War
is.
Turtle is very purple.
Yeah.
Weird. You know, I don't like them.
Neither do I, by any stretch of the means, but they don't look terrible.
They're buyable.
They're not buyable for me.
Yeah, we're not buying them.
I'm not going to buy
them. But they are buyable.
But they are sellable.
There you go.
Yeah.
That's what I was looking for. They're sellable. They're not good, though. We got some news, apparently, that Predator is going to be rated R.
Is that news?
No. It's what? Fake news.
What did you expect?
Yeah, I know. Is this supposed to be PG? What is happening? Yeah,
they're just going to be like, this is a story of a girl who cried a river and drowned the whole world.
This is a story of a predator.
Who killed everyone.
Get to the chopper.
It's not a tumor.
Tim and I were talking about how that is the official best Arnold Schwarzenegger line.
It's not a tumor.
Because the kid is kindergarten cop, I think it is. The kid's like,
could not tell you.
Is that a tumor? And instead of saying, no, shut up, he goes, like, really dejected, it's not a tumor.
Good.
Anyway, I thought that was great.
Good.
You can find unknown in Pokemon Go.
You can, but they're so rare
that it's not even worth getting them.
But you can also find birthday Pikachus.
I still haven't found one.
I've got two.
Well, then!
Yeah.
Attica!
It's so good.
Oh, man. Can you imagine finding 26 of the rarest Pokemon?
Hey.
No, I can't.
Somebody's got to do it.
I have two Dunsparce.
Somebody's got to do it.
Someone will probably do it. Hellboy 3 is officially dead.
Really?
Yeah. I'm very sad about it.
What does that mean?
Guillermo del Toro is like, yeah, we're not doing Hellboy 3. And I'm like, why? The other two... Well, I know exactly why. They don't make enough money.
Yeah.
And yeah. They're very expensive to make.
Yeah, you have to...
But they're so good.
Get a red suit for somebody.
Yeah. Hellboy 3, sorry to report. All parties involved, not interested, is what he said.
All parties involved, straight quit.
Yeah.
This is...
The story of a predator. Speaking of terrible Pokemon.
I hope you don't mind that I put down in words.
How wonderful life is that you're in the world.
Anyway, speaking of terrible Pokemon.
Well, speaking of terrible Pokemon. What was that? Speaking of terrible Pokemon, what am I trying to say? Figures.
Figures.
They have released the Pokemon gallery on Pokemon Day. Remember that?
Yeah, that's actually not terrible. They look kind of styling.
One's Pikachu.
Yeah, which is awesome.
That makes sense. One's Eevee, one's Mew, and one's Magikarp. Come on, guys!
One's Magikarp.
One's Magikarp.
Okay.
Throw us a freaking bone. Throw like a Marowak.
Yeah. Or like a Zygarde.
Why?
But why, though?
You've already made a terrible movie about it.
Yep. Speaking of movies. So, the 20th movie, right? Is it the 20th
yeah,
movie?
Yeah, the 20th movie.
Yeah.
It's called I Choose You.
Yeah, and apparently it's like a redo of the first episodes.
I don't really know, man.
I think that's what it is.
And well, he sees Ho-Oh, that's for sure.
Yeah, and it's, you know, him first meeting Pikachu.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I guess it's just a revamp of the first episodes.
Which, are you fine with that?
Not really.
Yeah, I don't.
I'm like, what? What? Don't do that. That's dumb.
What? Don't do that.
Yeah.
I would prefer they
That's
did.
That's lazy.
That I think it is lazy.
Yeah.
I think what they did with Generations and what they did with, what was the most recent one? Oh, it was Generations.
Yeah.
What was the other one called? The one.
Origins.
Origins, yeah. Origins, Generations, Moadat.
Yeah, Moadat.
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 We don't necessarily want Ash.
I mean, I do.
Ash is fine.
I don't want Ash Greninja.
Well, you know what, John? One or the other.
No, I can't.
Wait. No, not both. Both or neither.
Actually, like, XYZ was not a terrible series.
Yeah, I've heard it was really good.
Yeah, it was pretty good.
I watched one episode and it was good.
Yeah, it was pretty good.
Was it good?
Yeah, it's all right.
All together, good.
All together, Ferrothorn.
All together now. So, the guys from the week... Wait.
Week.
Is that all?
Week plan.
About the yeah, terrible idea of that movie.
That's it.
It is pretty bad.
It's all I need in my life.
Well... What about the fact that Mr. Sunday Movies from the Weekly Planet is raising money for men's mental health?
Hey, that's awesome.
That is awesome. That's something that's very close to home for us.
Yeah, because I'm mentally unstable.
Well, I mean, yes.
So, yeah, shout out to that.
Yeah, we've both experienced mental health in men.
As opposed to experiencing mental health elsewhere.
You're not helping me.
I'm not helping you.
So
helping.
we did our part. We donated $10. There's a link on our Facebook. I'm gonna reshare it right now.
Boom.
And it's a really good cause. Go and give reshare all your
them.
Money to that.
Give them literally your paycheck, your children's paycheck.
Just give them your children.
Just give them your children.
You can get like $15,000 for a child or something like that.
Yeah, depends on who you sell it to.
The dark web.
Oh, no.
No.
This got too real.
Okay. Happy birthday, Legend of Zelda.
Hey, happy birthday, Legend of Zelda, you freaking pimp of a game.
Happy birthday, Legend of Zelda, you pimp of a game. Well, I mean, okay. It turned 31.
Yeah, I know.
Isn't that wild?
He's an old man.
He's 10 years older than us.
Yep.
Well, haha.
Yeah, it came out in 1985, right?
Yes.
That's how that works.
Wait,
that's
86. Six. Gotcha.
Yeah, I'm great.
Got wrecked. A lot of the Kanto stuff. I say Kanto. Have you seen all the plesh? Whoa.
Plesh. Have you seen all the plesh?
No. Ugh. Bad words.
I accidentally scratched my leg. And I scraped the plesh off.
Wow, I've just vomited.
Today I was shaving.
No, please.
And I accidentally shaved the wrong way, and I tore some of my plesh.
Plesh, no. Oh my gosh. No, you're done. Last one. That was the last one. All the plushies.
All the plushies.
I'm never going to be able to look at a stuffed animal the same. Moving on. I don't even want to talk about it now. Oh no. It was Pokemon Day a couple days ago. Have you seen the new Overwatch
there you go.
Character?
Yeah.
What's
so,
her name?
It's Odessa. Odessa, I think.
I don't know.
So this character is going to straight go crazy.
She's a support?
No, she's a tank.
Oh,
and so
okay.
She's a tank. She has like a minigun, essentially. Fires pretty darn fast, does a ton of damage.
She's a robot.
Yeah. She can throw down a Reinhardt shield, which doesn't mean much to you, but there's a character.
It's the big dude. Yeah. Oh, I've seen it.
Throw down a not as strong, but a decent Reinhardt shield. Can become invincible, essentially. Okay. Every once in a while, just kind of like floats over other people's alts. Like, can't be affected by any sort of incapacitation. So, Reinhardt's alt, Zyra's alt, May's alt, I think. Mm-hmm. It's just like, what? Like, that's crazy. And then she has, as her alternate, Zyra's alt.
What is Zyra's alt?
The Graviton Surge.
Which, oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's what she does. She just pulls everybody. And so, for those of you that play, you know, Eloise, the Greece map, and there's a pit in the middle. And on the PTR, they're playing as this new tank, and they threw the Graviton in the middle of it, pulled four people into the hole, and killed them instantly.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well,
it's become the Omnic meta. It's like, we are actually living through the Omnic crisis right now. Because, like, Bastion's broken as crap. This new tank is broken as crap. And you can have a Zenyatta in there for flavor. Like, you know, like, that's what the meta has become.
Wow. Interesting.
Yeah.
I mean,
straight robots running around everywhere, yeah, just destroying things.
Yeah. It's a real cool design.
Yeah, it is.
But it is probably going to get super nerfed.
Well, I don't necessarily know if it'll get nerfed. I think that there will be a balance of buffs or the meta. Oh, okay. We need to see how the meta changes, because we kind of thought the same thing about Sombra.
Yeah,
the
that's
last
true.
Hero.
And so what happened there? Did people get buffed instead?
So what happened was Sombra just didn't, was too squishy.
Yeah.
And there are a few pro players that picked her up and did very well with her, but she is very situational.
So hers is, okay, so is hers is movability and that kind of thing?
Yeah, so she has an invisibility thing.
Right.
What she does is she hacks and basically shuts down other people's powers. Mm-hmm. But most of the time, after you're done hacking somebody, they turn around and go, "You just hacked me."
Bang, bang, bang.
I can still shoot you, and then you die.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I'm curious to see how this tank will shake up the meta. Reinhardt is becoming less viable of a tank just because you have the better choice of Ordessa now. Mm. So
cool. Yeah, I think it's a cool-looking character.
Also, the design for it was, like, the story behind it is really cool, too.
What is it?
It's, so, Numbani is a place in Africa that is kind of like a free spirit area for mm-hmm. anybody. So, Omnics, people kind of live in harmony. Everybody's kind of, like, free to take their own path. And there's this child, Efi, E-F-I,
Efi,
who is a inventor, and she is like 9 years old, and she went and like got a huge grant from the government to invent things because she's like a prodigy. Well, they were going to, her and her family were going to take a small vacation, and then she was going to come back and invent. But then Doomfist, who's a character who's been alluded to quite a bit, mm-hmm. Came and attacked the Numbani airport. And all of these mechs that came to the defense were, like, thrown against the walls and, like, completely destroyed. And so Efi took those destroyed robots and made Odessa.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah. Huh. Because they, like, discontinued those robots because they mm-hmm. just didn't do the job well enough. And then she went and invented Odessa. And so, Odessa doesn't have, like, a good protocol right now. Mm-hmm. Like, because her programming is still very childish because it's Efi, who's a 9-year-old. But she's learning alongside Efi. And so, like, Ify will reprogram her to be a better protector as time goes on. And so that's really cool.
That is a really cool story.
Yeah.
She's kind of got, like, a... I noticed the African vibe. I hadn't watched any... There's not a clip for it, right?
There is a small clip, but it's mainly... It's kind of like a storyboard with Ify talking over it.
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll need to check it out. She looks kind of like a... Like an elephant with the horns, or like a wildebeest or something.
Yeah,
really cool. Yeah. I like it.
And you know, it's really funny because like in a part of the episode, you see Ify, and you know it's a 9-year-old kid. You know, you see like you know the reactors and like all the parts, and then it's like maybe cereal, like you know, like because she's like a child. You know, it's.
You never know.
Yeah, sometimes you need to do it.
Speaking of adorable things made by 9-year-olds.
Yeah.
Alien Covenant trailer.
Yes.
I don't know if you got... Did you watch either of the...
No.
Yeah, I didn't figure so.
I don't like crazy, creepy stuff.
Yeah.
Anyway, go on. Tell us about it.
I'll tell you real quick, because if you haven't seen it, I don't want to bother too much. There was a clip called The Last Supper.
Uh-huh.
So basically in Alien 1, someone gets impregnated with the creepy little chest burster.
Yeah.
And it bursts out of their chest.
Right.
A la their namesake.
Right.
Anyhow, so the guy right before it, he's just woken up from the facehugger coming off his face. And he's like, I feel good. Give me some food. Very hungry. John Hurt, he passed away this year.
Yeah.
So he starts choking on his food, or that's what they think. Anyway, the thing is like coming out of his chest, and the guy goes, "What are you doing, man? The food's not that bad." And that's like a very infamous quote because it's not about the food. He's an alien inside of him.
Yeah, there's something coming out of his chest.
Anyway, so in this Last Supper thing, that they're it's a group of people who are couples.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like old school slasher plus sci-fi. It's kind of cool.
Okay.
So a bunch of couples are on this ship going to repopulate this new world.
Right, because the aliens have destroyed old world?
Well, no. We have done that ourselves.
Oh, okay.
This is pre-alien. It's a prequel. So there's no xenomorphs yet.
Okay.
Anyway, so basically they're all having dinner. Someone starts choking on their food.
Uh-huh.
And it's like this really calm, and we know something is crazy is going to happen because it's an alien trailer.
Right.
And someone goes, "What's wrong, man? The food's not that bad." And I'm like,
Oh, no!
And anyway, so then the android, the tension's building. The android comes over and hits them on the back, and they spit up the little piece of chicken they had. And then it ends. It's like, oh, God.
That's the trailer. And then the aliens come and eat the shit.
No, then nothing.
Oh, good.
Dude, it's amazing.
Good chicken.
And it's just a little bit of chicken.
The food is bad,
though. Anyway, there's a second trailer. Has the aliens and stuff. Super creepy. I'm very excited. I hope it's not terrible like the last one was.
Bang.
Because I love Alien 1.
Brah, brah, brah.
And Alien 2.
Brah, brah, brah.
But I hate Alien 3, 4.
Brah, brah, brah.
Alien versus Predator.
Alien versus Predator.
Alien versus
PG
Predator.
Movie.
Dude, I think it was PG-13.
Was it really?
I honestly think so.
I mean, what 13-year-old doesn't want to see like
dude, I
things
saw that.
Chesting out of your...
Chesting out of your burst.
Burst.
To be honest... If I had a 13-year-old and they wanted to watch AVP, I'd probably let them.
If I had a 13-year-old and they wanted to watch AVP, I would wonder how I'm related to them.
Well, okay, fine. Kate McKinnon! You know who that is?
I think so.
She's the blonde lady from SNL.
Yeah.
She's going to be Miss Frizzle in the reboot of Magic School Bus.
Good! I'm excited!
How perfect is that?
That's actually wonderful.
It's pretty good.
Yeah.
Good
old Magic School Bus. There was always that kid who yelled out "Mommy," and I thought that was the funniest thing in the world. Like they would go on
like going in a blood capsule or something.
Yeah, they would go into like the freaking like ends of the earth, and that guy was like, "Mommy,
your mother's dead, Bambi."
Oh no, Bambi!
I think this is gonna be a News Wedge episode, and then next week we'll talk about the Switch. Is that cool
sounds
with you?
Gucci.
Sounds gnocchi.
Gnocchi.
Nightwing is getting a movie by the, and the Lego Batman director is directing it.
Nice. I like Nightwing. I like Nightwing as a character.
Nightwing's cool. Unfortunately, he's part of the DC movie universe, which sucks right now.
But, I mean, I heard Lego Batman wasn't terrible.
I've heard it's the best Batman movie ever made.
All right. Fair.
I mean,
that's fair.
I can't think of a very good Batman movie.
What about the Lego movie?
Oh, yeah. That's probably the best Batman movie. Hayao Miyazaki has officially unretired.
Good.
He's like, you know what? I'm a little bored. I want to make some movies.
I want to make some money.
Yeah, seriously.
So I've been doing a lot of research on Japanese culture.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, because I'm in a Japanese culture class. And
this all checks out.
It's really cool because, you know, it is like a lot of the stuff in the Western world is based on the Bible. It's based on, you know, biblical references and lore of, you know, Greek and Roman stuff, you know. But over there, I mean, they closed off their country for a very long time. And so their culture developed in a very different way. Mm. And a lot of their lore is extremely foreign to us. And like, it was just something that I never really delved into before this class. And so it's really, really cool to be able to like experience that for the first time, even though it is a little different. It's a little like, you can tell that it's a little unsettling because it's not what I'm used to, but I'm digging it.
Oh, there, I think there, some of their lore is some of the coolest stuff ever. That's how you came up with all that like insanely awesome information we were talking about. Maybe it was Jinx or someone.
Something.
All that. Yeah, that's interesting. Yeah, it's cool stuff. I need to get some info from you about that.
Yeah, it's pretty neat.
Overwatch wins Game of the Year at DICE Awards.
Everyone expected that because it won Game of the Year elsewhere.
Yeah.
Auga! Auga!
Is that an owl?
Yeah. That's an owl.
Yes, it was. Full Metal Alchemist live action movie shares their first photo.
Ghost in a Shell, though.
Okay. what else we got in here?
Switch came out.
Pokemon turned 21 years old.
Nice!
Let's go drinking!
Yeah, let's go get drunk with the side duck.
So that was Pokemon Day, and they turned 21. I'm very proud of them.
I am too. Yeah, they grow up so fast, don't they?
Honestly, first they're babies.
Yeah, and then they're toddlers.
And then they're going out drinking.
And then, and then you're just sitting there and you wake up next to a Golduck and you're like, well, how did this happen? When did you grow up?
Golduck's like,
meh, flick.
Wait, Golduck's the cool one. Yeah. Psyduck wakes up and it's like,
flick.
You know what?
Quick, quack.
Quick, quack. You want to know some terrible news?
Yeah, dude.
Suicide Squad won an Oscar.
Yeah, that was a tragedy. I don't know why that happened. Best makeup? What?
Best makeup and hair.
Why?
Because of
colors?
Because of bright colors?
If I knew that I could just take like a freaking crayon set and melt it on my actors and win freaking best makeup and hair, like, I'd be an Oscar winner a long time ago.
Melt
crap.
A box of crayons on my actors. You're not wrong.
Holy crap,
that is brilliant.
I'm not a fan, and so therefore I'm going to bash it. And that's just not
the savageness.
Freaking Oscar Academy craziness. Also, they were like, here you go, La La Land. And La La Land was like, all right. And then they were like, no, wait, that doesn't belong to you. And they were like, all right.
Oh, I'm sorry. This has been a mistake.
Yeah.
Steve Harvey, man.
Exactly.
Microsoft has an idea for gaming subscription service for the Xbox One. Have you heard about it?
No.
So it's $10 a month.
But you can do push-ups to pay for it.
No. Damn. That was that one dude.
Oh.
That one rapper. You know what I'm talking about?
Parappa?
Not Parappa da Rappa.
Parappa da Rappa?
So it's $10 a month and you get to stream games.
Like, okay.
Basically like Netflix, but for games.
Huh.
What are your thoughts on that?
I think that sucks. Because physical games have always been a part of my life, and I like them.
I always love physical games.
Yeah.
I always want a physical copy of something. I never go for digital.
Because, you know, it's tangible, and you feel like you're not just throwing your money into a pit. You know?
Yeah, I actually know what you're talking about.
New cartridge smell and, you know, stuff like
that. What about the new cartridge taste?
Well, we're going to find out about that. We're going to
laugh
the bat that tonight.
Rap about bat, parappa, the rapper. So, the Nintendo Switch games.
Spin.
Onion.
And punch.
The Nintendo Switch games have... I thought there's gonna be more Parappa.
Kick.
Parappa. I was about to say Parappa the rapper. Nintendo Switch game cartridges
taste terrible.
They have a horrible little coating on them, so kitties don't swallow them. As that's official.
So we're gonna test it out.
So we're gonna taste it.
Yep.
And we're gonna post that
on Lean.
On Lean. No Man's Sky won a GDC award, but
no one was there to pick it up, because screw No Man's Sky. I'm pretty sure everybody who went into the process of that game literally just went into hiding.
Has been killed.
Has been, like, outer netted.
Yeah. They're on the dark web somewhere.
They're on the dark web somewhere.
Star Wars Rogue One.
Yep.
What's the big...
Felicity.
No.
Oh.
What's the big robot?
Felicity?
That's the one.
Is she not a CGI person either? No, the big robot is
You are dead to me.
K-11, right? K-2-O. K-2-O.
Yeah, K-2-O.
K-9?
K-2-S-O.
K-2-S-O.
K-2-S-O. He was rendered by...
Watson, the computer.
No.
Who?
Are we kidding? No. He was rendered by Unreal Engine 4.
Oh, yeah.
Isn't that the coolest thing?
Yeah,
he was rendered
Kingdom
in
Hearts.
Real time. I'm so thrilled about that. I thought it was super cool. It's awesome.
Also, I'm playing a game called Paragon. It's all right.
Oh, yeah, you told me about it.
But it's got Unreal Engine 4, and that's pretty neat.
I think Unreal Engine 4 is my fave. I love it.
I like the way it looks. I don't like the way that things clip a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
That's just been my experience. You know?
What do you mean clip?
You can like clip into objects and stuff.
Oh, yeah,
but
yeah.
That's just, you know, I mean, that happens with every animation, but more so with Unreal Engine, at least in my experience. So it's a little weird, but, you know, it's a beautiful, beautiful...
Oh, it looks gorgeous.
...escape to work in. Yeah.
Cool. We're going to go play Breath of the Wild. I'm very excited.
I am too.
Cool. John, if people want to find us, I'll tell you where they can find us.
Do it.
Okay. You can email us at thebslpodcast@gmail.com. You're clipping big time.
Word.
We can find... That's what it was. You can find us there. You can email us there.
Can find us there.
Only you can prevent us from...
not mentioning you in a podcast.
Yes. Sean.
Sean.
So, they can find us on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook.
Get wrecked.
YouTube. Just look up bite-sized lemons. And that is all true?
That is.
I've not lied at all.
Except for that one time.
Oh, yeah.
About that cherry tree.
We don't talk... We don't talk about that.
Crisis averted.
John? I think it is time we high five and go play Breath of the Wild.
We did it.
Okay.